This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105 Through the Fan. We're about 15 minutes from a conversation with Sean McFarland of the Morning News about the Rangers and what his expectations are coming out of the All-Star Game, takeaways from that game last night at the Globe. And it's time now to talk more Cowboys with you, well, specifically the NFL, but how the Cowboys stack up in this 21st century all-NFL team. Wolchuk, what do you got?
Yeah, this is pretty cool. Bleacher Report put this out. Of course, we just had the All-Star Game in Major League Baseball. So they're like, okay, well, let's pick the NFL's 21st century All-Star team, as we're already a quarter way through this century. So at quarterback, not really a surprise. It's going to be Tommy Brady. I don't think anybody's going to have an issue with that one.
Well, I mean, if I'm constructing a team from scratch, I think I would rather have Peyton Manning.
You'd take Manning over Brady?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think there's a lot that went into that with Belichick, the great defenses that they had, you know, the pay cut that Tom Brady took, some cheating. I just think Peyton Manning's a better player.
Yeah, I mean, they say you can make arguments Manning or maybe Aaron Rodgers are more talented, but Brady threw 88 touchdown passes in the playoffs alone, 35 playoff wins. Won Super Bowls in New England and Tampa, 7 total, 3-time MVP, most decorated player in NFL history. There are a lot of people that will argue for Manning, so I don't think you're alone in that, but they go with Tom Brady. Do you guys have a preference either way on your quarterback here?
Yeah, I'd be going Brady for sure.
Okay. Running back, they say the toss-up is between Adrian Peterson and LaDainian Tomlinson.
Yes, as it should be, right?
I agree.
It's exactly what it should be.
Both of whom were MVPs once during their careers, in which they averaged 4.9 yards per touch. Peterson has a slight edge in terms of pure rushing numbers, as well as Pro Bowls and first-team All-Pro nods. His longevity might also give him a slight edge over his Hall of Fame counterpart. So they went Adrian Peterson as the running back.
Hey, you can't hold it against LT for hanging it up and having the self-awareness to do so.
I mean,
we're not. What are we talking about with Adrian Peterson's longevity? When he played for like 5 teams in 1 year or whatever?
Yeah, I mean, do you think people remember that LT did play with the Jets before he retired?
I'd like to think so, because those were playoff Jets teams, weren't they? Wasn't he on playoff Jets
teams?
Was
those the AFC Championship teams with Sanchez?
Might have been. At least maybe one of those
years. Might have been.
But LT, I mean, my goodness, dude, some of the years he had,
it was
crazy. He had a year where
he broke the rushing touchdown.
Yeah, 28 touchdowns. Mark. He had, listen to this stretch of touchdowns for LT. 10, 14, 13, 17, 18, 28, 15, 11, 12. I mean, he goes from 01 to 09, double-digit touchdowns every single year.
Incredible.
There was just something about the way Adrian Peterson ran the ball, though, that was different, you know?
Yeah, no, I hear you.
A more complete player, but I'd have a hard time leaving Adrian Peterson on the board.
Yeah, it's fire. Wide receivers, they go with 3. Randy Moss leads all receivers with 128 touchdown catches this century. 4-time All-Pro, Hall of Famer. Terrell Owens ranked 2nd among all receivers with 123 catches this century,
and then
also a Hall of Famer.
Is it going to be Calvin Johnson or is it going to be Antonio Brown?
Neither.
Really?
You're forgetting a big one.
Marvin Harrison,
Larry Fitzgerald.
Oh,
3rd among all receivers with 121 touchdown catches, also ranked 2nd all-time to only Jerry Rice in terms of career receptions and receiving yards, but this one is interesting because it is very tough to leave out a guy like Calvin Johnson. But it is, I don't know that I could put Calvin Johnson over those three either.
Do you think a lot of people would legitimately take Larry Fitzgerald in an all-player draft? I mean, there was a technician and a completion consistency to him, but I'd rather have Calvin Johnson and Randy Moss and T.O. every day of the week.
Larry Fitzgerald had the most dominant playoff run I've ever seen from a wide receiver. what he did when they went to the Super Bowl with the Arizona Cardinals. He had a touchdown every single game. He went over 100 yards every single game. He almost won the Super Bowl for them, had two touchdowns in that game.
Yeah.
He was, I mean, I think people overlook how dominant he was in that postseason.
Yeah, I mean, I just did. I was about to show more love to Calvin Johnson and Antonio Brown and Marvin Harrison, but Larry Fitzgerald, there's a place for him there.
I
get it.
He was special. Tony Gonzalez is your tight end. This is actually a pretty interesting battle. You've got Gonzalez, you've got Rob Gronkowski, you've got Travis Kelce, but they think that Gonzalez, first-team All-Pro five times compared to four for the other guys, and his 14 Pro Bowl nods rank second in league history behind only Brady. Would you take Tony Gonzalez over Gronk and Kelce?
I'll let Broadus answer that. You're splitting big time hairs. I kind of like the new age guys. Michael.
Thanks. Sorry about that.
Got it.
I was sitting there thinking.
You're so lucky Sean's not on the show.
I know. I was looking at LaDainian Tomlinson playoff stuff. I'm going to eliminate Gronkowski.
Okay.
And I'm going to say it's between Gonzalez and Kelce.
Two chief tight ends.
And I think I would take Gonzalez.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sir.
You would?
Yeah.
It's hard to disagree. I mean, it is. Big time hair splitting.
The only reason I'm kind of leaning Kelce is his postseason as well.
It's a shame Gonzalez didn't get more opportunities.
You're right.
But man, when you had to prepare for a team and Gonzalez was on the team,
yeah,
that was like the first thing you talked about.
And he also dominated for two different teams. I mean, he did go to the NFC Championship game with Atlanta and Matt Ryan, and then unfortunately they lost in that one.
Yeah, Atlanta was like, you know, Tom Dimitroff, like, why did you give up all this for that guy?
Yeah.
And he still had quality years left.
So was Tony Gonzalez a good blocker at all?
Yeah, I think that was
he was more than adequate.
Nice.
And when I say that, I mean get in the way, stay connected, move your feet, that type of block.
Because I was going to say Gronk's just such a complete player. We've seen games where the Patriots didn't have outside threats at wide receiver, and they moved him out there, and he was making plays. Like I just don't think there's anything Gronk couldn't do on the field.
Here's your offensive line, the all-star NFL team of the 21st century, according to Bleacher Report. Maybe you finally get a Cowboy here. Your tackles, Joe Thomas and Jonathan Ogden.
Jonathan Ogden was amazing.
Your guards, Zach Martin and Alan Faneca. And your center is Jason Kelce. They write Zach Martin, first-team All-Pro six times in the last eight seasons. Martin is undoubtedly the most dominant and accomplished guard since the end of the Faneca Steve Hutchinson era. And then Faneca as well, they wrote, it could have been him or Hutchinson, but he's got more first-time All-Pro honors than Alan Faneca. So they went with him.
We got our first Cowboy then, huh?
First Cowboy. Here's your defense. Maybe we get another Cowboy here. Your edge rushers. J.J. Watt.
We get a little D-Ware.
And DeMarcus Ware.
There you go.
DeMarcus Ware, they say Julius Peppers had more sacks than anyone else has registered this century, but Ware was only 21 behind that, despite playing 88 fewer games. Both Hall of Famers, but Ware peaked higher and has a ring, as well as more first-time All-Pros. Watt, three-time Defensive Player of the Year, five-time first-team All-Pro. He was dominant. Your defensive tackles, Donald and Sapp, and at linebacker, Ray Lewis and Bobby Wagner. They took Bobby Wagner over Luke Kuechly and Patrick Willis, but neither had the longevity of Wagner.
Yeah, Luke Kuechly was one of the best players I've ever scouted.
I would have gone Kuechly too.
Yeah.
Kuechly and Lewis as your linebackers? Holy cow.
Yeah.
Here's your secondary. Champ Bailey, Pro Bowler in 12 of his 13 seasons.
It's unfortunate. The play that is most synonymous for me with Champ Bailey is the one where he picks off Brady and runs it up the sidelines in Denver, but Ben Watson, the tight end,
that was a playoff game,
has a beat on him, and it's a 99-yard chase down at the line of scrimmage, and I think it ends up being a touchback situation, and it's Patriots ball again. Oh, what a heartbreaking moment. Playoff game.
Yeah, I know. That's terrible. Other corners, Richard Sherman, His peak wasn't as long as Bailey's, but Sherman was one of the best players in the sport between 2012 and 2016.
What are we doing to Darrell Revis right now?
That's what I was wondering.
What Darrell are we doing to Darrell Revis?
Darrell Revis is number three.
All right.
Revis Island was a thing in multiple cities for the seven-time Pro Bowler and Hall of Famer, although arguments can be made for Hall of Famer Rondé Barber. Also, watch out for Jalen Ramsey in the years to come. I like Richard Sherman had a hell of a run. Barber over Sherman? I mean, I'll never forget the pick six Barber had to seal that NFC Championship game against the Eagles at the Vet.
Yeah. I will say this. Rondé Barber in the slot. Rondé Barber as a blitzer. Rondé Barber on the outside was a better overall player than...
And he'd fit, because who's your slot? I mean, I guess maybe Champ Bailey can kick inside out of these three.
But yeah, no, I was wondering, Barber, could Darrell Revis?
Barber, no, you keep Revis on the outside.
Revis seemed like a true outside guy.
The outside guy. Barber, you put Barber, Monty Kiffin played Barber in the slot, and he was a weapon.
And then Bailey and
Revis
outside.
He had as many sacks as he had interceptions.
My gosh. But maybe the greatest safety duo in the history of football.
Oh, Ed Reed and Troy Polamalu.
Yes, sir. Ed Reed at safety, 9-time Pro Bowler, 5-time first-team All-Pro, Defensive Player of the Year in 2004, key part of a Super Bowl winner, and then Troy Polamalu. Man, I mean, those two, unbelievable. Polamalu, 2-time Super Bowl champ, 4-time first-team All-Pro. So only two Cowboys make it, Zach Martin and DeMarcus Ware, over the NFL All-Star team of the 21st century. So this is since 2000. We had some people texting in like, what about Mark Bavaro? What about Joe Montana? This is only since 2000.
Yeah.
But there's your All-Star squad.
Thank you, Wolchuk. A fantastic job. And congrats to our buddy Zach Martin, who joined us on the Cowboys Player Show last season. And congrats to D. Ware, no doubt the gold standard of pass rushers here in the 21st century. Okay, we're talking Rangers with Sean McFarland of the Morning News. How will he set expectations when we get the season back underway on Friday? That's coming up next here on your home of the champs, 105 through the Fan.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.